大家好，欢迎收听可可英语笑话专栏。我们来看今天的生词 ：drunk， 醉汉，喝醉了的 ；argue， 争论 ；settle， 解决 ；drunks。Two drunks were walking along. One drunk said to the other, "What a stunning night! Look at the moon." The other drunk stopped and looked at his drunk friend. "You are wrong. That's not the moon. That's the sun." Both started arguing for a while when they come upon another drunk walking. So they stopped him. "Sir,Could you please help settle our argument? Tell us what that thing is up in the sky that's shining. Is it the moon or the sun?" The third drunk looked at the sky and then at them and shook his head. "Sorry, I don't live around here." 三个醉汉。两个醉汉在路上走着。其中一个对另一个说，多美的夜晚呐、啊、看那月亮。另一个醉汉停下脚步，看着自己醉了的朋友说，你错了，那不是月亮，是太阳。俩人争论了起来，直到他们遇到又一个走来的醉汉。他们拦住了他说，先生，您能帮我们结束争论吗？告诉我们天上在发光的玩意儿到底是什么？是月亮还是太阳？第三个醉汉望了望天，又望了望他们，摇摇头说，真抱歉，我不住在附近。我们来看看词汇。 drunk， 醉的，醉汉，也有陶醉的意思。 be drunk with power， 陶醉于权力。 stunning， 绝妙的，极好的，可以用来形容人和事物。 This is an extremely stunning dress. 这条裙子简直美轮美奂。 A stunning victory. 惊人的大捷。 What a stunning idea. 多好的主意啊。 Argue. 争论。还有提出理由的意思。The very nature of your responsibility argues against your leaving before others. 你的职责的性质本身说明你没有理由先他人而离去。Come upon, 偶然遇到，还有影响的意思。Fear came upon her as she waited. 她在等待时感到一阵恐惧。Settle, 结束争端。The two firms settled their disagreement out of court. 这两家商行庭外解决了争端。Settle 还有使安心的意思。The class settles itself to work. 全班学生定下心来做功课。Shake one's head, 摇头。和 shake 有关的有趣的短语有 In two shakes, 马上。I'll be back in two shakes. 我马上就回来。Shake oneself together. 全力以赴。He shakes himself together to study English. 他全力以赴学习英语。